This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Yes, it's another banner news day here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our websites, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. All right. Now, we have got a situation going on. In Chicago. By the way, the phone lines are open, 215-867-8255. In Chicago. And the situation is everybody's death and destruction, right? More dead over the weekend and 60-some wounded as well. It just doesn't stop, does it? The carnage in Chicago. Where is the governor? It's kind of interesting. I came out and was pontificating and pounding on the drums. We have our source in Chicago, Dane Censor, who has been reporting to us diligently on what has been going on in Chicago. And it's been carnage weekend after weekend after weekend, and death and destruction and mayhem. Yet we hear nothing from the Republican governor of Illinois. We do hear oftentimes from people in Illinois here at Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, freely admit, people in Illinois, Washington, and New York are trying to mimic and follow the new California model. Fine, that's great. Let's do it. And we've been helping them. Absolutely. Whatever help we can render, we will do that and encourage them because they are in the same straits as everybody in California. California is just one big totalitarian mess right now. So we're trying to push back against the ideology and create a new state, and it's working. It's absolutely working. The mayhem is going to end soon enough in Chicago, and there will be a new Illinois. Yeah. There will be a new Illinois. So the big headlines that are going on right now, actually, is Chicago and Tommy Lahren. came out with something which I thought was quite impressive. And I want to play this for you because Tommy Lahren, of course, is Tommy Lahren. Democrats love romanticized gang violence problems across the country. Uh-huh. That's true. I believe that. There's a certain romance that has developed with them. And, of course, that's something that nobody wants to actually take on, right? Nobody wants to admit to that. But the bottom line is, it's true. It is absolutely true. Here we go.
We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
That is President Trump referring to members of MS-13, a dangerous street gang responsible for the violent deaths of dozens across the United States.
These are the faces of three alleged MS-13 gang members and two associates Suffolk County police say plotted to abduct and murder a 16-year-old boy.
In recent years, the gang has since resurfaced, extorting businesses, taking advantage of illegal immigrants.
The gang from El Salvador that has thousands of members here in the U.S. It is one of the most ruthless gangs in recent memory, using bats and machetes to beat, stab, and dismember victims. Authorities say at least 17 people on Long Island, many of them teenagers, have been brutally murdered in the last 2 years.
But if you ask some in the liberal media, MS-13 members are really not that bad.
The typical MS-13 gang member in the U.S. actually looks like one of these young men on Facebook. They're around 18 years old. They like selfies and memes about the Joker.
The MS-13 members that I've been following are working after-school jobs.
Okay. Who is that person? Do you believe? I mean, listen. I don't know what world she lives in. I've lived in this world. I still have contacts with this world.
Living with their parents. They get around Long Island on bike.
Living with their parents. They have their parents here?
Bicycles because they can't afford cars.
It can be hard to tell who's really in the gang and who's just adopting gang style.
Kids in high school will wear Chicago Bulls t-shirts or will wear Nike Cortez sneakers. And that is a sign of the gang, but it's also just a sign of a high school kid trying to look tough.
Okay, let me straighten this out. When kids take on the persona, they are who they are in that persona. And this is so distant. This is the stuff I used to face every single day about denial of gangs in schools. And it's now you can see it's on Fox News. It's on YouTube. See, this is the censorship that really should be happening, YouTube. But that's okay. You like to promote violence because, you know, YouTube and Google and all these folks that are censoring guys like Alex Jones, they love these dismemberment videos. I don't know how long they've had them up. You know, where they take chainsaws and saw off people's arms and heads while they're alive. MS-13. And it's on YouTube. It's okay. But Alex Jones is not. Yeah, that's what goes on. It's just a little... this is a classic denial, what you're hearing here.
Joining me now with reaction, Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren. And Democratic strategist Robin Bureau. Robin, I have to start with you because you know it's you're up against it in this one here. Why do
yes,
you think the media is trying to whitewash the dangerous MS-13 street gang? Don't they understand how dangerous they are? Every gang task force leader in this country will tell you that these people are brutal, they're horrible, and they're vicious and are incredible danger to the streets of America.
Of course. Yes, of course. And, you know, you're speaking to a spec ops veteran here. So, you know, I'm all about physical security. I watched the entirety of that 7-minute long video. They started out pretty decent when they said that they commit horrific crimes, very brutal crimes. I was with them on board there. But when they started really trying to humanize these people, that's where they lost me. And I started to get concerned. And, you know, my party, in my humble opinion, hasn't done enough to acknowledge the fact that it is a problem. At least in that video, they did say at the very end that this is actually an American problem. And Nancy Pelosi, when she came under fire for her remarks about Donald Trump calling immigrants as a whole, not just MS-13, animals, she tried to invoke her faith and all that. I just don't think that she came far enough. She just said that was
basically a misstatement. Now, listen, it's a disgrace the way that the media and the Democrats have treated this gang, Tommy. I mean, just this week alone, the Democrats and the media have praised Antifa, and now they're praising MS-13. This is just a vicious group of people, isn't it not?
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, and also to clarify, President Trump did not call all immigrants animals. He was specifically referring to MS-13. If that upsets Nancy Pelosi, that tells you where her priorities are. But furthermore,
Tommy, that was after
the Democratic Party has a love affair
Shut
with
up.
Illegal immigration. Point blank, period. They have a love affair
Tommy
with
here.
Illegal immigration, so they will
Open
do whatever mic. It takes to romanticize and to whitewash gangs like MS-13, tell us it's an American problem. It's not just an American problem, it's an illegal immigration problem. When the Democrats can finally recognize that, maybe we can get somewhere. But until then, you gotta have that as your party's platform. Nancy Pelosi saying, MS-13, not so bad.
Yeah, Robin, I mean, this is just in Maryland alone. This guy was stabbed 100 times, decapitated, had his heart torn out of his chest, and then buried with
people.
It. I have a whole rap sheet of some of these disgusting actions here.
I agree.
Why is your party
soft-pedaling?
Why is your party soft-pedaling MS-13?
Okay, we're going to come back to that here in a second, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Why is your party backpedaling on this? We're going to find out. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're trying to cue up this whole thing with the discussion with Tommy Lahren and MS-13 and all that good stuff. And, of course, things aren't cooperating like we want them to in the studio. And time to shake and bake, if you know what I mean. Anyway, we got a lot of things, like I said, going on. And we're going to be giving you this information here just as quickly as we possibly can. We got to work our way through the commercial stuff. Anyway, so what I'm doing here is I'm setting this up. We had Tommy Lahren talking about MS-13 and about, at first, it was actually on Waters World this weekend. And they're talking about all the criminal violence. We're talking about how many people are dead now and the killing that has gone on, the killing fields of Chicago, just to kind of give you a little bit of an update. And this story came out about MS-13, in which we've got apologies basically by way of the left about MS-13 and Waters World. So here we go. I'm going to catch back up here, I think. Of course.
They say at least 17 people on Long Island, many of them teenagers, have been brutally murdered in the last 2 years.
But if you ask some in the liberal media, MS-13 members are really not that bad.
The typical MS-13 gang member in the U.S.
I'm playing this again because this is the enablement. This is the enablement that allows... Listen, these people are playing you. If you believe this smack that's from this Vox ProPublica segment here, if you believe this smack about MS-13... Oh, I'm Chicago Bulls! Gee, Chicago Bulls and Chicago and murder and mayhem. Oh, I must be not with MS-13. I'm a good boy, even though I've got tattoos all over my face. Isn't that wonderful? Says, I'm going to kill you because I'm MS-13. And I've killed before because I am MS-13. I'm a killer. Then you know what? Maybe you deserve what you're about to get. Don't be stupid, is my point. And that's why I'm playing this again, because listen... This is a trigger. I'm triggered. I'm triggered now on Agenda 21. I'm triggered about these issues. You bet. Life and death decisions are being made in your schools right now, today, this morning, and this afternoon, all day long, because of gang behavior. And if you don't stop the gang behavior, and that includes the emblems, the symbols that the gangs use, all these nice little boys that run around with little Chicago Bulls jerseys on in schools, bright red and everything. I wonder why they're doing that. Because it's in your face. And they're playing you as fools. Because you are fools if you believe this smack.
Actually looks like one of these young men on Facebook. They're around 18 years old. They like selfies and memes about the Joker.
The MS-13 members that I've been following are working after-school jobs. They're living with their parents. They get around.
Earth to this girl. I don't know who this is. They don't recognize. Earth to her. These MS-13 kids come across the border without parents. Primarily because their parents sold them to the coyotes and the traffickers in human flesh and slavery, or they're renting them, or they were abducted by MS-13. Hello, older MS-13. They steal children down there. Bet you didn't. Is that so? Who's this chick? Oh, I love these people. They're monsters. They're raised up to be a monster. And they are monsters. They're killers. And they're raised up to be killers. And they're killing your community. Long Island, how many people did they say died? Most of them, by the way, when they die, they're butchered. Chainsaws, anybody? Okay, YouTube, where are you at, guys? Enabling this behavior, YouTube and Google? Mean, vicious stuff.
Long Island on bicycles because they can't afford...
Bicycles. Oh, the sweet little guy riding down the street with the MS-13 tattoos all over his face. He's such a sweetheart.
Or cars.
It can be hard to tell who's really in the gang and who's just adopting gang style.
Ah, adopting gang style. So you let them adopt gang style and the schools permit that? I'll tell you why. Most of the time, the schools, when they permit that kind of stuff, they're afraid of it. They fear the gangs. And the regalia when they go out representing.
Kids in high school will wear Chicago Bulls t-shirts or will wear Nike Cortez sneakers. And that is a sign of the gang, but it's also just a sign of a high school kid trying to look tough.
Ah, just a sign of a high school kid looking tough. Who is this woman?
Joining me now with reaction, Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren and Democratic strategist Robin Biro. Robin, I have to start with you because, you're up against it in this one here. Why do you think the media is trying to whitewash the dangerous MS-13 street gang? Don't they understand how dangerous they are? Every gang task force leader in this country will tell you that these people are brutal, they're horrible, and they're vicious and are incredible danger to the streets of America.
Of course. Yes, of course. And, you know, you're speaking to a Spec Ops veteran here. So, I'm all about physical security. I watched the entirety of that 7-minute-long video. They started out pretty decent when they said that they commit horrific crimes, very brutal crimes. I was with them on board there. But when they started really trying to humanize these people, that's where they lost me. And I started to get concerned. My party, in my humble opinion, hasn't done enough to acknowledge the fact that it is a problem. At least in that video, they did say at the very end that this is actually an American problem. And Nancy Pelosi, when she came under fire for her remarks about Donald Trump calling immigrants as a whole, not just MS-13, animals, she tried to invoke her faith and all that. I just don't think that she came far enough. She just said that was
basically a misstatement. It's a disgrace the way that the media and the Democrats have treated this gang, Tommy. I mean, just this week alone, the Democrats and the media have praised Antifa, and now they're praising MS-13. This is just a vicious group of people, isn't it not?
Oh, it's terrible.
Well,
it's
also to clarify, President Trump did not call all immigrants animals. He was specifically referring to MS-13. If that upsets Nancy
after
Pelosi, that tells you where her priorities are. But furthermore,
Tommy, that was after
the Democratic
the fact,
Party has a love affair with illegal immigration. Point blank, period. They have a love affair with illegal immigration. So they will do whatever it takes to romanticize and to whitewash gangs like MS-13, tell us it's an American problem. It's not just an American problem. It's an illegal immigration problem. When the Democrats can finally recognize that, maybe we can get somewhere. But until then, you got to have that as your party's platform.
Yeah,
Nancy Pelosi saying, MS-13, not so bad.
Yeah, Robin, I mean, listen, this is just in Maryland alone. This guy was stabbed 100 times, decapitated, had his heart torn out of his chest.
Did I make that up? Is this fake news that I made that up? This is Paul Preston who just made this up. Is it fake news that I was telling you before this that you just heard this report about this guy being beheaded? And by the way, where's Google in this? And where is Facebook in this? Where they just love to show these kind of videos out there. People being decapitated, butchered, machetes. Anyone? MS-13? Who are these people supporting? You have to really wonder what is going on over there in YouTube land, don't you?
Buried with it. I have a whole rap sheet of some of these disgusting actions here.
I agree.
Why is your party soft peddling? Why is your party soft peddling MS-13?
We're going to come back to that answer in a second. We got a break coming up. Yeah, we have to make money because We want to tell the truth. Yet the media doesn't want that to happen. You know, the mainstream media, as they call it. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Is to actually create a new world order.
We are not embracing MS-13. That would be political death to us.
Well, why did Nancy Pelosi say that she saw like the beauty in all of everyone's soul when she was talking about MS-13?
You know, I didn't like how she handled that at all. She was right to invoke her faith. Great, we're all God's children. That's great. You know, maybe some of these people can get born again, but I don't like the message. I wish to God that she hadn't been elected speaker again, and I hope she doesn't win re-election.
Wow, Tommy, I think we're changing people's mind on Waters World right now. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'm glad that you're admitting that MS-13 is a detriment to society, but this is bigger than just calling out MS-13. We have to look at illegal immigration, because the fact of the matter is these people are coming over here. Many of them are illegal immigrants. So at the end of the day, you can call MS-13 what they are, but until you acknowledge the problem with illegal immigration, we're still in the same boat.
All right. Well, I mean, the Green Party doesn't even know who MS-13 is, and they want them to come across the southern border on a bridge. So we have a lot of work to do. Tommy, Robin, thank you guys very much.
Okay. And Robin, you know, not too bad on that, the video. is the Democratic Party has a love affair with illegal immigration. Learns it. That's true. So the website Vox and nonprofit organization ProPublica. Right, ProPublica. I'm going to give you a little bit of a flavor about a minute or maybe 2 minutes of this video that was brought out. This is what we were listening to earlier, so you have a little bit of an idea what's going on there.
Maybe something like this, or this.
Here we go.
But what if I told you the typical MS-13 gang member in the U.S. actually looks like one of these young men on Facebook? They're around 18 years old. They like selfies and memes about the Joker. And the young men in these photos have all been charged with or convicted of horrific crimes.
The MS-13.
Kidnapped, shot, and burned in his car by MS-13 gang members.
The gang has committed 27 murders.
Taking advantage of illegal immigrants.
Machetes.
That's their favorite weapon of choice.
MS-13 has become notorious for committing some brutal crimes. But that's not all we hear about them.
MS-13 takes advantage of glaring loopholes in our immigration laws.
Pouring into the country.
Violated our borders.
Open borders. Let MS-13 all over our country.
Not with me. We're taking them out by the thousands.
The Trump administration has made MS-13 the most visible symbol of why the U.S. needs tougher immigration policies, especially as a reason to point a finger at Central American immigrants. But here's the thing. MS-13 was born right here in the United States. In the 1980s, a U.S.-backed war against the Salvadoran rebels raged in El Salvador. Nearly a million Salvadorans escaped the violence and fled to the U.S. as undocumented immigrants.
There to protect themselves from American gang violence, young Salvadorans formed MS-13.
This is 100% an American-born gang.
It comes out of the Salvadoran immigrant community in Los Angeles.
You know, a group of teenagers hanging out, smoking pot, listening to rock music.
They called themselves the Stoners, later Mara Salvatrucha, and eventually MS-13.
Well, they got their facts a little bit different from what I know, having been down there at the time. A lot of these children were grown men. Just a few problems with the facts on that one. Grown men who had been hardened by the war in El Salvador. Hardened. Battle hardened. And they came and formed MS-13. Part of the Sereño group. Sereños. 13. Sereños. Just a little fact check here on that one. ProPublica. Get your facts straight. ProPublica.
At the time, they were mostly juvenile delinquents involved in street crimes who were stuffed into American jails.
That's not true. Another fact, another false lie by the media.
Eventually, in the 90s and early 2000s, the U.S. sent large numbers of convicted immigrants back to El Salvador.
Today, okay. They were convicted because they were adults to begin with. And they were adults when they came here. This is the reality distortion field of the left. They're trying to make MS-13. It's our fault. It's our fault in America. We did this.
Today, 103 dangerous individuals are off the streets and will no longer be a threat to those communities or in the United States.
But the strategy of deporting the MS-13 problem didn't quite succeed.
To one of the most violent street gangs in the country, the gang is known as Mara Salvatrucha.
What the FBI is now calling the most dangerous gang in America.
Violent criminals who represent a more immediate threat to Americans here at home than terrorists.
MS-13 members eventually set up cliques on the east coast of the U.S., concentrated in the suburbs of Boston, D.C., and Long Island.
I've been reporting on Long Island for a year, and the MS-13 that I'm seeing on the ground there has almost nothing in common with the MS-13 as portrayed by the government.
For one, the Trump administration...
This is, what is her name, Dreyer? Hannah Dreyer from a ProPublica reporter who's clueless. Oh, I've been reporting on them for a year now. A year, yeah. They're just sweet fellows. Of course, in the bigger schemata of things, now you notice that they were put in Boston and New York, Long Island, and Washington, and so on. They just settled here. Like, oh, it's just all by accident this has happened. No, it's not. This has all been planned years in advance. MS-13, these kids have been specifically trained by military operators in San Salvador and El Salvador and Guatemala to kill adults. And to get across the border, these are abducted children, or they're rented, or stolen, and they're put in these training camps and specifically trained to kill adults. And they do. Then they're allowed to come across the border. This is not just a random thing. I want to escape all this. The reason why they want to escape all that is be deliberate. The chaos in those Central American countries has been created deliberately to create this flood. And ultimately, all these illegal foreign nationals coming across the border for money. Yeah. Disrupting America by illegal foreign nationals immigrating to this country. That's the plan.
Administration presents MS-13 as a drug cartel.
To the drug smugglers and the vile criminal cartels like MS-13.
But that's not really the case.
MS-13 is not really involved with the international drug trade. The MS-
Not really involved with... We gotta hear that again. This is just complete crap. And this is all coming from the other side. The same side that wants to censor Alex Jones? Yeah. This is their filth. Beheadings. It's okay. It's okay.
MS-13.
But that's not really the case.
MS-13 is not really involved with the international drug trade. The MS-13 members that I've been following are working after-school jobs. They're living with their parents. They get around Long Island.
And they're living with their parents. They must be talking about the foster parents they live with. They get maybe $7,000 or $8,000 per month for them living with them. Don't you hate it when the truth starts to come out about this stuff? That's what Donald Trump's talking about. And this young lady, as soon as she loses her left arm or somebody close to her is beheaded, then she'll get it. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're breaking down this ProPublica Vox program about MS-13 and what just sweet children they are. They're just such sweethearts. And really, it's the adults behind them. That's just what you have to understand. Now, this reporter, her name is Chandra Dreher, I guess her name is. And complete falsehood, bogus. This is propaganda designed to sweeten up MS-13, by the way, which just controls all of Chicago. And it all started with Chicago, because every single report we're getting from Chicago now is mass shootings during the weekends and massive deaths. They're mounting up. And where is the governor of Illinois? Where's, of course, we all know where Rahm Emanuel. He's welcoming this. Oh, yes. What else can you conclude about Rahm Emanuel? What else can you conclude? That he's doing this deliberately, of course. Let's go back to this. I can't break it. I just can't. This is sick. What you're listening to is a very sick person here on ProPublica.
Can't afford cars. It's not the kind of gang that you really get any money from.
MS-13 isn't a highly organized criminal group. It doesn't have a central leader or global ambitions. But it's been...
No, no, no. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Listen to this crap.
Classified as a transnational criminal organization. The Obama-era Treasury Department put the group on a list of sanctioned organizations with groups like the Mexican Zetas and the Japanese Yakuza. But...
the organization doesn't have that kind of sophistication to really play with the major players.
Man, this just gets downhill from here. Unbelievable.
Yet MS-13 alarmism has persisted for
alarmism
for decades.
MS-13 has the potential to be far more dangerous than gangs like the Bloods and Crips.
One of the fastest growing gangs in our nation.
It's a fact. MS-13 is the fastest growing gang in the United States.
Even though MS-13 has stuck around, it's not actually growing.
This is the propaganda arm of MS-13 you're listening to.
Estimates of MS-13's size in the U.S. have kind of ping-ponged between 5,000 and 10,000 for the last 10 to 15 years.
That is a lie.
There's no indication that we're seeing a bigger surge of MS-13 than we'd seen in the past.
Even based on the government's rough estimates, MS-13 accounts for a tiny fraction of street gang members in the U.S., which are said to be around 1.4 million. Of that, the Crips, based primarily in Southern California, have an estimated 35,000 members. Lesser-known groups like Chicago's Gangster Disciples have about 50,000 members. But MS-13 is likely the gang we hear about the most. Now, with Central American immigrants seeking asylum at the U.S. border, the Trump administration has raised a new concern about MS-13 posing as fake families.
The kids are being used by pawns. Those are traffickers, those are smugglers, that is MS-13, those are criminals, those are abusers.
In reality, out of over 30,000 families apprehended at the border this fiscal year, only 200 were fake families.
Okay, this is just a deliberate attempt to counter anything, any of the truth. And again, I've been at this business with MS-13 since the 80s. I think I know what I'm talking about. These little children that we're talking about are monsters. Trained to kill you.
And there's no evidence to tie any of them to MS-13. The administration has said that it's carrying out aggressive immigration raids to pick up MS-13 members.
And we're sending MS-13 out by the thousands.
But they may actually be picking up the gang's victims.
Ah, the gang's victims. Here you go.
The targets of MS-13's violence are the exact same Salvadoran American immigrants who are the targets of MS-13's recruitment.
It can be hard to tell who's really in the gang and who's just adopting gang style.
Kids in high school will wear Chicago Bulls t-shirts or will wear Nike Cortez sneakers. And that is a sign of the gang, but it's also just a sign of a high school kid trying to look tough. It's the same thing you saw in the 90s. You saw kids who would have like a blue bandana to try to act like Snoop Dogg, but that didn't mean that they were...
Well, you know, why were they wearing it? Because they were mimicking gang lifestyle. Now, out representing is dangerous. If you're not in a gang, it's dangerous. If you're out representing. This is what I'd always tell the kids. If you're out representing and you're not in a gang, but you're wearing the gang clothes, guess what people might think on the other team? That you're in that gang and they might hurt you. In fact, I can't tell you the number of beatdowns I witnessed and had to suspend kids for and things like that because of that fact. But it's okay with this little sweetheart.
Crips. If we're trying to send a message that we don't want MS-13 in the U.S., but that message comes at the cost of hurting the exact same people who MS-13 is victimizing, is that really the right way to go forward?
For any policy to work, it's worth keeping the facts front and center.
Okay, that's a good idea, don't you think? That's why ProPublica is nothing more than an extension of the cartels. I wonder how much ProPublica got from the cartels to produce this. Now, that's something I think really should be looked at, because these are criminal cartels. And by the way, I would hope that if you can get somebody from the Justice Department to investigate ProPublica and find out what their connections to these criminal cartels are all about, and how much do these people get paid to put out this, these lies? Fake news? No, propaganda. That's okay. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube where they like to tell the lies.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Puff pieces about MS-13. I just... unbelievable. And by the way, for all of our policing friends out there, stay strong. There's no question about it. When you face this kind of media onslaught, it is... very, very disconcerting. But, you know, we're going to have your back here at Agenda 21 Radio. There's no doubt about it, with all the police and fire. Everybody who's a first responder in the military or whatever, MS-13 is here in this country to do us serious harm and damage. And by the way, the evidence is in. They're doing just that now, isn't it? They're doing just that. And, of course, these people like ProPublica and these kind of media agencies are sickening. They're vulgar and vile. And they should be taken down. But, you know, that's not going to happen. Of course not. We live in the world where, you know, up is really down and right is really left and left is really right. Correct? Right. You get it. Dystopia in the media. And, of course, they're just attacking everybody who tells the truth. All you truth tellers out there, you citizen journalists, the citizens of the United States of America who actually can discern the truth from the lies, that's who they're attacking, us. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a lot of things coming up in the next hour. Ah, is Alex Padilla a racist? A racist, racist, I tell you. In California, we're going to kind of touch on that and do a couple reports this week on Alex Padilla. Everything's racist with him. Everything's white supremacist. Everything's white. White people are bad and evil. He is the Secretary of State of California. Don't you hate it when that happens? I don't know if he's got MS-13 ties. I would wonder. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.